by Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasama Kasindu can be summarized thus. His service is favorable and is always in relation to Krishna. In order to keep the purity of such Krishna conscious activity, one must be freed from all material desires and philosophical speculation. Any desire except for the service of the Lord is called material desire. And philosophical speculation refers to the sort of speculation which ultimately arrives at the conclusion of voidism or impersonalism. This conclusion is useless for a Krishna conscious person. Only rarely by philosophical speculation can one reach the conclusion of worshipping Vasudeva, Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita itself. The ultimate end of philosophical speculation, then, must be Krishna, with the understanding that Krishna is everything, the cause of all causes, and that one should therefore surrender unto him. If this ultimate goal is reached, then philosophical advancement is favorable. But if the conclusion of philosophical speculation is voidism or impersonalism, that is not possible.
There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Param Dida, Vasudeva Param Gyanam, Vasudeva Param Gati. So, unless one is led to the conclusion Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Jnana, Vairagya, Karma, anything that you are trying to achieve, if it is not targeted to the realization of Vasudeva, then samaye vahi keva. That is the conclusion of Bhagavad. Whatever you do, the ultimate goal should be realization of Vasudeva, Krishna. Vedaisya sarvai aham eva veda. All Vedic conclusion should be ultimately to realize Vasudeva Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamanti. This realization is achieved after many, many births of philosophical speculation, mystic, yogic exercise, or fruitive activities, koti kormi madhye agyanisas. To become karmi is the third class stage of life. One has to make progress further so that one may become self-realized, Brahma-bhuta. So, out of many, many karmis, one jnani, or one who has realized his identification, he is better. And out of many millions of jnanis who are trying to realize his self by philosophical speculation, Brahma-jnana. So, one mukta or liberated soul is better. And out of many thousands of liberated souls, it is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very rare to find out a pure devotee of Krishna. The conclusion is, a pure devotee of Krishna is picked up out of many, many liberated persons. Mukta Sangha suggests Krishna realization, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam, Mukta Sangha Sajaya. Bhagavad Dasa, the truth, the absolute truth, which is the Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavad Tattva Vidya. Tattva means truth. And that is Bhagavan. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti. Brahma realization is not all. One has to go farther. Paramatma realization. One has to go farther. When one comes to realization of Bhagavan, Saraiswarya Purna Bhagavan. Bhagavan means full with six kinds of opulences, person. Sachidananda Vigraha, Sarva Karana Karana. That is the ultimate goal of life. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sudullo. Such kind of Mahatma is very rare. That is the verdict of all Vedic literature and confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Koti Mukta Madhe Dulha Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta, a pure devotee of Krishna, is very rarely to be found out among the Muktas, among the liberated souls. Others are trying to become liberated. But Krishna Bhakta is above liberation. Pancham Purushat. People are busy for dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. Some of them are busy to become religious. Of course, without religious life, there is no human society. Dharma nahi na bhajavi samar. Unless a society takes to religiosity, it is not human society. Therefore, we see any civilized human society, there is a kind of religious system. It doesn't matter whether it is Hinduism, Christianism, or Buddhism, or Mohammedanism, but there must be a religious system. Without this system, that human society is not considered as human society. There is animal society. I understand that in America, the Red Indians, who are supposed to be now civilized, they had also a religious system. So maybe a perverted form of religious system. Similarly, in India also, there are primitive races in the jungles. They have also. Religious system means approving the authority of some supreme being. That is religious system. So, in the animal society, there is no such conception that there is God. We have got some relationship with God. What is that relationship? This type of discussion cannot be present in the animal society. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Generally, religious system is taken for improving social and economic conditions. Artha means economy. Artha is required for sense gratification. We require economic development for our sense gratification. And when one is completely satisfied, then he can cultivate about spiritual realization, moksha. Apavarga. So, dharmasya apamargasya artha na arthaya upakalpata. So, dharma is not meant for developing economic conditions, That is secondary. But dharma is meant for ultimate goal of liberation. People do not know that. People are not educated at what is the ultimate goal of life. Still, they take to religious life as a compromise between the contending elements that we must live peacefully under religious system. The aim is how to live in this material world peacefully. Sometimes religion and God is conceived in that way. That if we have some conception of God, then we shall be moral, we shall be peaceful. Otherwise, there is no need of presenting God in the society. There are so many different opinions, different philosophers, different religious systems, according to the modes of nature. But actually, every system must be targeted towards realization of Krishna or God. Vedaisya sarvai aham eva vedna. That is Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma means realization of the Supreme Personality of God. Prahlad Maharaj recommended culture of this Bhagavad Dharma from the very beginning of life. Kaumaro acharit prajna dharman bhagavatanya. That is the success of human form of life, to execute Bhagavad Dharma. The process and dharma, as we have several times explained, dharma means the course of Bhagavan, dharmanta sakshat bhagavatthani. So this Krishna consciousness movement is directly touching the point, not step by step. There is no time. In the Kali Yuga, there is very little time to go step by step. Otherwise, there are 20 different types of religious scriptures. Vinshati, Prakar, Dharma Shastra. So who will read and who will try to understand? There is no time. Prayana alpaya ayusha, palau asmin yugejana. People are very short-living. And they are not very enthusiastic for self-realization, mandā. Even there somebody becomes interested in self-realization, they accept some wrong path, mandā sumandha matayu. They have a different mata, opinion or path. And the so-called Swamis, they also support that whatever opinion you have got about religious system, that is all right. Jatama tatopa. But actually, the fact is different. The fact is that once you take simply to the devotional path, bhaktana vanijana, if you actually serious to know God or Krishna, then you must step to this process of devotional service. Without this, you cannot understand, not through karma, not through speculation, not through mystic yogic exercises, but through devotional service. Saptamama vijana, javanjasyantat. That is stated clearly in the Bhagavad. But people do not know it. Anartha upasamam sāksāt bhakti yogam adhokhari. Bhakti yogam, execution of bhakti yoga, is the means of anartha upasam, subduing the anarthas. Material life means we have accumulated some unwanted things, just like this material ball. This is also not wanted, but somehow or other, you have developed this. And as you have got this material body, we have got so many material necessities of life. It is not that abruptly we have to give up, but by yukta vairagya, everything, the material activities, the obtaining with Krishna consciousness, it becomes gradually purified. And we come to the final stage of understanding Krishna, that is, our success of life. Go on.
Karma, the fruits of activities, are sometimes understood to be ritualistic activities. There are many persons who are very much attracted by the ritualistic activities described in the Vedas. But if one becomes attracted simply to ritualistic activities, without understanding Krishna, his activities are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna consciousness can be based simply on hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., described in the Srimad Bhagavatam by 9 different processes, besides which everything done is unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. Thus, one should always be guarding against fall down.
So, we should directly take to the 9 different process of devotional service, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. That we are stressing specifically every time that hearing about Krishna is very important. Savanam. As it is described in the Bhagavatam, Sinnatam Sapatha Krishna. Sinnatam. Simply hearing, sinnata, those who are hearing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also recommended, sāne sthita sutivatāṁ tanuvāṁ manovī. One may stay in his position as a Brahman, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, or as a Shudra. Everyone can hear about Krishna. This assembly which we are holding, there is no such thing that only the Brahmanas will come here or the Kshatriyas will come here. Anyone can come and hear about Krishna. That is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. We try to invite everyone from every corner of the world to hear about Krishna. And that is becoming successful simply by hearing about Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, simply talking about Krishna, there becomes successful. So, we should take in the Kali Yuga. It is very difficult to go state by state. It is not possible. Therefore, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the easiest path has been recommended. Harim Nama, Harim Nama, Harim Nama Iva Piva. Palo Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Nasti Iva Gati Jannata. Actually, we cannot accept various paths of self-realization. That is not impossible. Sometimes, because we give stress directly to accept this devotional service, people are not very much happy that we do not give any importance to the process of jnana and karma and yoga. We do not condemn, but they are very difficult. The yogic process, especially in Western countries, they are very much fond of the word yoga. We are therefore publishing this book, Krishna Consciousness is the topmost yoga. Actually, it is so. So the Jova system or the Jnana system or the Karma Pan system, we do not make them null and void, but it will be very much slow form of progress. It will take long, long time. Neither it is possible to execute Jova system or Karma system very properly in this age. Therefore, the best contribution to the people of this age is Krishna consciousness. Immediately take to Krishna, directly take to Krishna, and your life will be successful. Krishna also says, sarva-dharmān parityajya. The yoga system, karma system, jnana system, they may be taken as different types of religious path, but Krishna recommends not only at the present moment, but eternally he recommends. 5,000 years ago, he said, sarva-dharmān parityajya, māmekaṁ saraṇam. I will give you protection, ahankāra sarva-pāpa.
The Rupa Goswami has also mentioned in this definition of bhakti the word jnana parmādi. This parmādi, or fruitive work, consists of activities which are unable to help one attain pure devotional service. Many forms of so-called renunciation are also not favorable to Krishna conscious devotional service.
Yes. Karma. Rupa Goswami has directly recommended. Annavilasitasannam jnana karmat anabhidam. Actually, we find so many yogis, jnanis, karmis, they cannot understand even what is the main benefit of this Krishna consciousness movement. Because we say directly take to devotional service, sometimes they are not satisfied. But what can be done? This is the process recommended. And we are preaching through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that this process of Krishna Kirtan, Param Vijayate Sankirtan, Chita Dattana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhag Ninitpapanam Seya Kaira Vachandrita Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Vivadhanam Pratipadam Purnam Mikaswadanam Sarvatma Sapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So go anywhere and everywhere. Chant Hare Krishna Mantra and you will become victorious. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings. It is not our invention. And practically we are getting results. All over the world, our only means is to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Recently, we have become victorious, very recently, in Melbourne. You know, our men were being arrested and prosecuted. But one, the chief clergyman, Archbishop, he has recommended that these people are very nice people, God conscious. Don't give them trouble. Yes. And the government has stopped harassing. Now we are free to move on the street and go anywhere. This recent news we have got from Melbourne. Madhubhida Maharaj has sent this news. Similarly, we are harassed in London also and other places. In USA also, San Francisco, I do not know whether I harass in New York, but more or less in Japan also, they are talking that you become bona fide religious organization, otherwise cannot come on the street. So, although there is harassment by the governing agents, and still we are coming out successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana. Practical. So you stick to this principle, go on chanting Hare Krishna Mantra anywhere it is possible, and you will be victorious. That is the blessing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Believe in it, and you will be successful. Yes, Ram?
Srila Rupa Goswami has also quoted a definition from the Narada Pancharatra as follows. Quote, one should be free from all material designations and must be cleansed of all material contamination by Krishna consciousness. He should be restored to his pure identity, where he engages his senses in the service of the proprietor of the senses. So when our senses are engaged for the actual proprietor of the senses, that is called devotional service.
Rishikena Rishikesa Sevaram Bhaktircha. The bhakti, devotional service, does not mean inertness. Not simply sitting down or meditate. It is activity, engaging all the senses. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Rishik means the senses. Not these senses, but purified senses. Sarvapadhi Vinimukta. Just like Pranayatri Dhyavasa. Prana, life, artha, riches, money, dhya, intelligence, and vasa, speeches. So, everyone using, just like for national cause, people are engaging life, they are sacrificing life. So many, for attainment of independence in India, so many Indians gave up their life, prani. So many people gave up their everything. We know, during national movement, Mr. C.R. Das, a great leader of the Congress group, he sacrificed everything. He was a big, very big lawyer, barrister. He sacrificed his profession, he sacrificed his life, everything. So as we are sacrificing everything for attainment of some so-called national independence, the same thing, if we sacrifice for Krishna, then our life becomes successful. Pranayatri-dhyavata Sreva-acharanam-sana. So it is not inactivity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his followers, they were not inactive. They were acting. Sri Rupa Goswami, he was so active that he could not sleep at night even for more than 1 and 1/2 hours. They retired from the material activities. He was minister. He gave up his job and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In old age, he came to Vrindavan. Not to live a retired life, but a very active life. Nana sastra vicharane ikanikuno saddharma sarasthapako lukanam hitakarino tirumani manno sarannataru radha krishna padaravanna bhajanananli namastaliko bandhi rupa sanatana uragujugo sri jiva gopala. Here he is sitting, Sri Goswami ji is coming from Gopal Bhakta Goswami. So all these six Goswamis, They are not inactive. They are all active. As we are active in the karma, karmi, life, so bhakti life is also activity. It is not sitting down idly or gossiping. One must find out some job to serve Krishna. That is bhakti life. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam. Sevanam means activity. Sevanam does not mean sit down idle in our. No. As soon as seva, seva means activity. One has to preach, one has to write, one has to do this, do that, cook, offer the prasadam, everything, seva activity. So that activity and karmi's activity, there is difference. The karmi's activity is on upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. With this upadhi, we are active. But bhakti means without upadhi. Sarvapadhi minimum. Activity without upadhi. Working not as American. Working not as Indian. Working not as Hindu. Working not as Muslim. That is sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatam nirmalam. If we think that I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am an American, that is with upadhi. When we purely think that we are, or I am, servant of Krishna, my only business is to satisfy Krishna, that activity is called bhakti. If I become interested in some party, that is not. Sometimes people criticize these American and European devotees that they think that they are American devotee, we are Hindu devotee. There is difference. And this is not bhakti, man. This is upadhi. Why you should think yourself as Hindu? Why you should think of others who have come from America as American? That is less intelligence. Krishna bhakta, Vaishnava jati buddhi. If one thinks of Vaishnava as belonging to this class, this nation, he has no vision. Naroki. That is called Naroki buddhi. Vaishnavi jati buddhi. Atti siladhi gurusu naramati Vaishnavi jati buddhi. If we think the deity as made of stone and made of wood, atti siladhi gurusu naramati, if we accept spiritual master as ordinary human being, Vaishnavi jati buddhi, and if we take a Vaishnava as belonging to America, Europe, and India. No. They are transcendent. Neither the deity in the temple is strong. Neither the spiritual master is ordinary human being, nor the Vaishnava belongs to any caste. This vision is perfect vision. When you come to this vision, that is bhakti. Tatparatena nirmalam. A bhakta has to become purified. Tatparatena. Being adopted with the service of tat, om tat tat, tatparam. This is the process of devotional service. One should not be designated. I am this and that and that. No. The world should unite. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that one should forget that he is Indian or Hindu or Christian or American or Indian. Everyone should unite as servant of Krishna. That is bhakti-mārga. unfortunately, they distinguish between American Vaishnava and Indian Vaishnava, Brahmin Vaishnava, Shudra Vaishnava. No. A Vaishnava is Vaishnava. Vishnu Sadivata iti Vaishnava. One has accepted Vishnu as my Lord. He has no designation. A Vaishnava has no such distinction. Sarvapāda even in Muktam, this is the sutra in my Narad. So we must follow the path of Mahajan, the instruction of the Acharya, then we can become purified. And unless we are purified, there is no question of pure devotional service. Svabhakta prachita smitaha. If one does not want to become advanced, or if one does not want to become purified, then he remains a prachita bhakta. Prachita bhakta means executing devotional service under the instruction of spiritual master and the regulative principles of shastra, but he is still on the platform of material understanding. That is called prachita bhakta. A prakita bhakta cannot understand how another bhakta is transcendental. A prakita bhakta cannot understand that Vrindavan is always transcendental. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami has discussed this point in a Tattva Sandharo that we cannot accept any manufactured ideas because everyone is defective by the four defects of material life. We have to accept the version of Vedas, Puranas. He has tried to establish Puranas as Vedic supplementary. Others, they reject Puranas out of the Vedas. As Jiva Goswami established, all the Goswami, just like Rupa Goswami has given, Shruti Smriti Puranas, Pancha Kriti Vidhim Vina, Vaikanti Ki Hare Bhakti Utpata Eva Kalpata. It is Utpat, disturbance. If you do not follow the principles of Shruti Smriti Puran, Pancha Kriti Vidhi, just like we are discussing this point, Sarvapādhivinirmuktam, this is Pancharatri Vidhi. If we do not follow this principle, without following this principle, this so-called devotional service, Hari Bhakti, Utpa, simply disturbs. Simply disturbs. Therefore, we have to follow the principles laid down by the Goswamis. Sarvasani, Vandi Rupa Sanatana Gavijiva, Sri Jiva Gopala. And then our attempt will be successful. Thank you very much.